Joining me is Cece Bentler. She's the chair as we get ready for the high school all-city graduation celebrations at the area high schools and jumping on to kind of give us some details on it. Cece, welcome and good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming on today. I'm glad I was able to get you here as we got graduation, you know, coming up pretty quick for the schools. But I remember
Sunday, May 26th.
Oh, my. Well, coming up real quick. And Yeah, we've got, if you could kind of give us a background on how these parties came to be. I graduated Billings Central in 93, and we had one of those parties. I remember it quite well. I had a really, really good time kind of wrapping up my high school career there. But these came to be in the 80s. Is that correct?
Yeah, these are more than 30 years old. They came about because of all of the research around the country about these really sort of emotionally charged nights for teenagers. If I understand it correctly, the folks that own Master Lube had kind of come across this in another community and really got this started for our community and continue to be just such a critical sponsor for this event. So we have been running these for about 30 years. We haven't lost one teenager on graduation night since. There are about 90 to 95% graduate attendance and all the public schools and the private school, Billings Central, and it's been a very, very positive and fun thing for the kids to do on graduation night.
Yeah, and all the high schools participate. I know it was in Billings, and is it out in Laurel now too, or
in Laurel as well? Yes.
All right. Well, if we could, you kind of do fundraising events. I know we've got one coming up this weekend. That's a biggie. But have you probably been raising funds for this throughout the school year? I don't know, maybe car washes and bake sales and that type of stuff?
Right. Well, all the high schools have had different ways of, you know, raising money for their own high schools. But we have an all-city committee that has a fundraising arm so that we're not each sort of like stepping on each other's toes and asking the same businesses over and over again, you know, different requests from four different high schools. So
sure.
We really have a really cohesive group that works together to try and make sure that that we're being as streamlined as possible. Some businesses have certain allegiance to certain high schools, and that's fine. And you know, we try to keep track of those and not bug those people for the other high schools, but. This is an extremely generous community, and we're ahead of the game right now, but we are still could use every bit of help by way of gift cards or cash donations. We want every kid at every high school to feel celebrated. Everybody leaves with something kind of substantial, and that's all due to the generosity of individual people and businesses in Billings.
Yeah, Cece Bentler's with. Yeah, of course, you bet. She's the chair as we're talking about the all-city graduation celebrations. I remember it's been about 25 years since I graduated, but I remember mine quite well. I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but I really had a tremendous time. I was really impressed with all the parents and teachers and everybody that was involved. I mean, everything for a high school kid about 18 years old, wrapping up your high school and being with your friends maybe for the final time. If you could just kind of describe these parties for those that maybe haven't been to them before.
Well, they're largely a secret so that the kids, walk into something that's a real big surprise, but,
Well, you surprised me.
good. Well, each of the high schools pick a different theme every year.
Okay.
And kind of follow that theme, but there's a lot of games, a ridiculous amount of great fun, you know, prizes and, cash prizes, gift prizes, you know, intermittent, you know, handouts from, you know, ice cream scoops. Free ice cream cone.
Yep.
We just have a number of different things, and there's a hypnotist that comes, you know, is up through the night and comes to the three different public high schools in Billings. And so, Senior, Skyview, and West all have that. You know, each high school kind of does their own, you know, does it their own way, but that is a really fun thing for the kids.
All right, Cece, and before we let you go, if we could, let's just talk about Master Lube once again and what's coming up this weekend. I drove by one of the murals downtown at the Master Lube.
Yes.
I believe we're voting on that, and then we'll raise some money, too, if you want to tell us about that coming up.
Sure, yes. Go to any Master Lube Facebook page or their website. For any Billings location, you can vote for one of the murals. There are art students at each of the high schools in Laurel, at Central, Skyview Senior, and West. We each are assigned to a Master Lube. You can see all the laurels online, all the murals online, and vote for one. That voting, I believe, ends tomorrow.
Okay.
And they'll have the winners by Friday. So get online and vote. And then all day Saturday, you get your car serviced and washed at any of the Master Lube locations in Billings or Laurel, and those funds will go to those individual high schools. So downtown is the central location. The one on Grand is for Senior. The one out west is for West. And the one in the Heights is for Skyview, and the one in Laurel is for Laurel.
Sounds good. And if they'd like to get more info, maybe find out a little bit more on this, should they jump online, maybe one of the high school websites, or where would they go?
Well, they can go to to vote for Master Lube. They go there. If they would like individually, if they'd like information about donating to All City, why don't they just shoot me a quick email at jccbentler@gmail.com.
And we'll do that.
All of the high schools also typically have Facebook pages. So if you just type in like Billings Senior High Rad
sure.
Grad, you can find our Facebook page.
Well, it sounds good. Well, great job. Have some fun. I know the kids will be looking forward to it as we got graduation coming up in a few weeks. Thanks for coming on and telling us about it today.
Thank you so much, Nick. Have a great day.